The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie same game parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
This is ESPN 1000. WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Now, back to more Waddle and Sylvie, live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio
on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Welcome to the weekend. You've made it. The Bears-Packers weekend as well. Got a busy weekend. I'm going to Southern against Northwestern tomorrow.
Right. And then, get your sleep tonight.
Yeah, then I'm going to the Packers-Bears game, kids free. My buddy John, and we're gonna have some fun.
Nice.
Get down there early, do a little drinking.
I'm going to Deer Path Inn tonight with my wife and my mother-in-law. Get hammered.
Yeah, I know you will.
Hammered.
Say hi to Fod for me.
I will.
Those guys are the best.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do when you go to dinner with your wife and your mother-in-law?
Yes.
Just get hammered.
Oh, right. I think a roadie is in order.
Yeah.
Why don't you do a roadie?
I usually drive to the restaurant, and then my wife will drive home because she's the more responsible member of the Waddle family.
You should bring alcohol in your own car, in an Uber.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. It's illegal in an Uber, too, mister.
I know. Yeah. Before we get to Courtney Cronin with all the updates from Hallis, this is on DraftKings, and it's positioned different this week. You've got to go to right in the middle of the screen when you sign on to your DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Go to the tab NFL Week 2, and then the same game parlays will come up, and you'll see Waddle and Sylvie on the Bears.
We were very popular, weren't we, with the gamblers last week?
I was told that the same game parlay last week was the number one played local same game parlay in any town.
Too bad it lost.
Yeah. We got 2 out of 3.
We did.
We hit 2.
That doesn't pay.
No, parlays, that's what's tough about the parlays, is you got to go 3 for 3, 4 for 4, whatever it is.
I suggest just a little sprinkle. Put a little sprinkle on it.
And this is a longer shot. Last week, we were at plus 500. It was like, who would have thought Cole Kmet would be under 1 yard receiving?
Well, none of us expected five inches of rain, which meant that Cole
Kmet. We got a faulty weather report on Thursday when we had to put our picks in.
Yeah.
Well, today, where are we at? Plus 1,100, right?
Correct, yep.
Plus 1,100. So it's a long shot. I put like $7 down to win $90 or whatever that works out to be. Here's what we got. I think we all added a leg this time is how we did it. My leg that I liked was Bears over 16.5 points. They scored 19 last week against a good San Francisco team in bad weather in only a half of football while missing 2 extra points. They were a no-show in the first half. They still scored 19 points. Come on. You got to be able to roll out of bed and score 17 points.
You've watched Bears football, Bears football, the last 4 years, haven't you?
I'm trying to be more positive.
Okay.
So I went with Bears over 16.5 points. What was yours, Waddle?
I'm a risk taker. Anytime Khalil Herbert touchdown.
Now, he scored last week.
Yeah.
And that was at about plus 700, wasn't it?
And I think Courtney told us, I think it was Courtney that was telling us that, like, the rotation is 2 series for Montgomery, then Herbert gets a series. So Montgomery's going to get more carries.
Right. And then, so this is basically, this is good playing into the rain. This is basically our thunder and lightning same game parlay, right? Because we've got Montgomery over 40 yards rushing.
Yeah.
Which you should think should be a layup. But every time I've gambled on Montgomery, it's a failure. But this was Tyler's entry into it.
Yeah.
So
I think Montgomery's going to score a touchdown as well this game. So I think we get 2 of them. One from Herbert, one from Montgomery.
Well, so the thunder is Montgomery. The lightning is Herbert to score. And then, like, score 17 points. And then we'll all party together plus 1,100. Don't put a lot down on it. Be responsible.
Do whatever works for you.
By the way, I did a single game parlay boost. I got a 20% boost that I worked into this as well.
Wow.
So I worked this up to plus 1,320.
That's good value.
That's how I got it at like $7 for like 90 something.
That's good value.
Yeah. So check it out.
You're a smart gambler with regard to all of the promotions. Not your picks.
Oh, no.
But I mean your promotions.
I'm a coupon clipper.
Yes, yeah, you're very good at that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're very good at distributing the information and telling people how to also benefit from it.
Never buy anything at full price.
I'm with you.
Wait for the sale. Last week when we were at Binny's, I went. All the lines I picked were only the ones that were on sale.
I know. Yeah. I saw you got a lot of Kim Crawford Sauv Blanc.
It was like $9.99 a bottle.
I know.
Let's talk to Courtney Cronin right now, who covers the Bears. We're still waiting on a theme song, Waddle. Courtney, how are you?
I'm good. I was starting to get some PTSD, though, when Waddle's talking about the Deer Path Inn. So, you know that gorgeous courtyard that they have in the back?
Which one? Oh, I was going to say there's one on the side and one in the back. The one in the back is
unbelievable. The one in the back is absolutely beautiful. But when I was like 4 years old, I guess I just got out of the line of sight of my dad when we were having lunch there. And I just found it to like the necessary decision to go climb up one of those fountains, and I fell off and split my head open.
Ooh, how many stitches?
Yeah.
Not many. It was not the worst thing in the world, but me and the Deer Path Inn have some history, and that was without alcohol. So yeah. I could only imagine if tonight goes the way that we're all expecting it for to go for you, Waddle. Yeah. If you might do the same.
Well, the good thing is my wife doesn't even take me to the hospital. She just hits me with one of the kids' staplers. So like that serves as stitching me up.
Yeah, but you've also fallen and couldn't get up either. But this
That's
was
true.
As an adult, and it wasn't in a tree.
You know what? That is true. We won't waste Courtney's time describing that incident 2 years ago. We won't do that.
2 years
ago. Put it this way.
You were four, Courtney. This is 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was 53. Just put it this way. If that had happened on a Thursday, I'd be a DMP for the next day as well.
I can't blame you for that. Yeah. I think we'd all feel like how Travis Kelce felt when he got absolutely shellacked yesterday by Derwin James. I'm still in pain watching that.
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like our single game parlay?
I think I heard most of it. I think it's a good one. The Montgomery and Khalil Herbert, you know, split there is the only thing that I guess I still have questions about, because it feels like when I asked Luke Getsy about this yesterday, like, do you like what you have here in this, where if one guy can't get going, then at least you can turn to Khalil Herbert and get production that way. And of course, you know, they were defending David Montgomery and loading the box in a different way than they were when Khalil Herbert was in the game. But you'd like to think that over 40 rushing yards should be a slam dunk for the number one rusher on this team. So I think that there's some good picks in there, but that's the only one that you just don't know. And, I mean, I still think they're trying to figure out what that looks like. We all believe that David Montgomery is the lead back on this team. He's in a contract year. He's got, you know, a lot to prove from that respect. But they have a really good number two who kind of gives you something different, which, you know, can't hurt the offense. I feel like that's a huge benefit for them.
Courtney, regardless of what we saw last week, again, circumstances were that you weren't able to probably do everything that you wanted to do. Regardless, you expect this team, don't you, to really focus on continuing to run the football, even if it's not working the way you want to. They're going
to
stay committed.
You have to. I mean, there's, and Getsy was kind of joking about this yesterday, saying, you know, I'm a quarterback at heart. Of course I want to throw the ball a lot. And, you know, people hear that and they probably think of regimes of the past where they were so dead set on throwing the ball, even when it wasn't to the benefit of the quarterback or whoever was playing on offense at that point. But they are. I mean, they're a balanced team in everything that they do schematically, and to commit to the run, that will open up things for what you can do in the play action game, in other areas of the passing game, and it just helps, I think, the overall health of the offense, where it doesn't take a 51-yard broken play for this team to get back in games. If you can establish the run in a way that it becomes consistent, and not necessarily meaning that you have to lean on it all the time, but depending on the circumstances of how this team is defending you, that might be the way that you want to go. Now, obviously, if their secondary is still having breakdowns the way that it did against Minnesota, I think it's a perfect opportunity for Justin Fields to attack that way. But not every game is going to look like that. And really, not every game is going to look like it did in the deluge last week. So you have a good asset. You can pick your spots about when you're going to use it. But I think the way that they at least tried to stay committed to the run in the first half, given what was going on, you know, weather-wise, was a good sign that this is a team that's not just going to bail on something right away when it doesn't work.
Courtney, the biggest thing I want to see, and I'll be at the game as a fan, I'm not going up there with expectations that they're going to win. I mean, I'll hope and I'll root, but I want to make sure they build on what they did in the second half last year. And
last week.
And as like, say what you want about Mike Martz, but what Martz told us with under Nagy, week to week, everything changed. There was never momentum built from the offense. If Fields did a good second half against Pittsburgh, he didn't build on it in the very next game. It was week to week, all bets were off. I want to see this team continue to build. Do you expect them to continue to build on what they did in the second half?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, the assessment that Matt Eberflus gave of Luke Getsy's in-game adjustments and the way that Fields was able to stay locked in and continue to, you know, keep trying different things, even when it wasn't working, because eventually that would lead to something breaking open. He called that outstanding, and I don't think you throw that word around if you truly don't believe that your quarterback is capable of carrying that over from week to week. So, yeah, there's a lot they can build on. I mean, it just felt, when you're watching this game happen in real time, something was going to break. If they kept going at it the way that they were last Sunday, something was eventually going to happen. So, of course, they don't turn the opportunity that they got in the red, in the, I think it's the red zone early on in the first quarter. They don't take the turnover that they had there and weren't able to capitalize on that. But eventually they did, with Eddie Jackson's 26-yard interception return. They turned that into points 5 plays later. I think it's just those little things, building upon stuff like that, when you want to see that from a week-to-week basis, where, like you were saying about last year, you don't want a team that looks one way one week and then is a completely different version of itself the next week. And that's kind of what we heard reiterated throughout this week, that the style in which they play, you know, kind of pushing the results to the side, could they at least stay consistent within their strategy of how they wanted to play that game, instead of having to, you know, pull a fail-safe every time something didn't go right? And that goes from the game plan all the way down to Fields. I mean, you heard Byron Pringle say it earlier this week, that when he's in the huddle, you know, it's not just the way that he's commanding that group, it's the way that he didn't give up on that group. Because, you know, I don't think that you would expect that from someone like Justin Fields, just knowing how he is, his mentality as a competitor. But there are quarterbacks who would do that. When you get frustrated and it feels like nothing's working and your receivers can't get open, it's almost normal in a lot of respects to expect that, you know, your quarterback might not handle that well. But he did, and that's what they expect to carry over.
Courtney, two questions. First of all, are we expected, are you expecting them to alternate guards like they did last week? And the second question is about the use of Cole Kmet. They brought him in tight on a number of occasions to help. I think they were threatened by what the 49ers were going to do. The Packers also have a very good defensive front. Are you expecting Cole to be packed in like he was last week, or will they split him out more?
I mean, it's just going to depend on what they want to do in terms of, you know, helping out with protection. But I would anticipate that you're going to see more targets come his way. I mean, he's not... I mean, his best asset is not being utilized as a blocker, and
right,
this offense knows that. So I think more than what we saw last week with, what was it, he had one target come his way.
Yeah.
That's not a recipe for success in this passing game. And, you know, watching how San Francisco was able to take Darnell Mooney out of this game shows you that they need to find some other options for Justin Fields. And I think, you know, Cole Kmet is a guy he's comfortable with. They've, you know, played a lot of football together, you know, comparatively speaking to, like, the rest of the receivers on this roster. So, yeah, I would anticipate for sure he'll have a bigger role this week. But also, to your point on the guard rotation, Lucas Patrick still has that club on his hand, and I don't, if he's got that on his hand, he's not playing center. So I just don't know why you'd go 1 week having him rotate with Tevin Jenkins at guard and then not having him do that this week, when it doesn't seem like he's ready to be back at center yet. I think it helps a young player who hasn't really played the position all that much. That's a confidence boost. It's like a layer of security for Tevin Jenkins to know it's not all going to fall on his shoulders. So I think that they can benefit from doing it that way until Lucas Patrick is indeed ready to go and play center again.
I've heard so many stories about rookies, Courtney, throughout the year, years where they get behind the eight ball because they're banged up all training camp, mm-hmm. and then the train leaves the station, and they're playing catch up, and they're never really able to get their footing. What is the Velus Jones update, and will he be able to catch up with everything he's missed?
You know, it's tough. Soft tissue injuries are bad, like, just because they don't just go away on their own. There's a lot that you have to do to treat those. And, you know, I felt like he felt pretty confident on Wednesday when we talked to him, because he did practice in limited capacity. And then yesterday when we're out there, you see him on the bike, and it's like, man, did he suffer another setback? This kid can't seem to catch a break so far. And I know some people are going to make a big deal out of, well, he's a 25-year-old rookie. Your body, you know, you're halfway to 30. Do hamstring injuries heal faster when you're younger versus when you're older? I just think that they're nagging things. And when I asked him about it, he said that it's something he's really trying to work at so he doesn't have this same issue again, because they don't just go away on their own, as we found out, you know, with multiple different instances of this. I think working him back in slowly is going to be the only approach that this team can take in order to get him on the field. But it's certainly a blow, because you drafted this guy because you wanted speed on the outside, and he can provide you with that. He also can provide you, you know, with some pretty dynamic abilities as a returner, yet we haven't had a chance to see any of that, because whatever's happening, you know, it got him to the point where he could practice, and then he suffered a setback very clearly as to why he didn't practice today or yesterday. So I feel bad for him. I think it's an unfortunate spot to be in as a rookie when, you know, and for this team too, they drafted him as their only wide receiver. And now it's kind of like, well, you're looking around being like, you know, were there injury issues beforehand? Did something tell you that this could potentially happen? And then you just kind of have to compartmentalize all that stuff and just hope that he can get out there sooner rather than later.
All right, Courtney, you're no stranger to these Packers. You've seen them quite a bit over the last several years. A, how do you think they'll respond after losing last week? And B, what is your final score prediction for this game?
Yeah, I think that Roquan Smith put it pretty bluntly, that Rodgers is going to be pissed off, because this is not somebody who has started out 0-2 ever, I think. I mean, last time that this Packers team was 0-2 was during the 2007 season.
Wow.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that's before he started, that's before he was a starting quarterback in Green Bay. They've got a lot of issues to work out on offense. Their line is dealing with a lot of injuries right now. From a receiver perspective, he still has to get that, what did he say, get on the same frequency as the young guys like Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson. And I just don't think you can have a game where you walk away with Aaron Jones having 8 touches and feel okay with that. So there will be a lot of changes made. The Green Bay team is not going to look as inept as it did last week from an offensive perspective, and certainly the way that they cover receivers. So I think that Green Bay gets a close win in this one, just because we don't they started out poorly last year the exact same way, losing week one to the Saints, and then they bounced back. So I think it's going to be 26-23. Ooh. Packers.
Wow.
Fortunately, we won't have the same sort of conditions, though. Didn't I hear that there might be some weather coming in?
We're relying on Sylvie's app again.
We're not now. Well, we got Tracy is going to text me here soon. She is going to do some work with the radar and
stuff.
She's
going to get in the lab.
Going to get in the lab, and she's going to give us her most updated forecast for Green Bay.
Take a poncho
anyway.
Just have
her send it further east by the time that the game starts.
I know. I bought my first ever rain suit.
Did you really?
I've had a poncho before. I've never had, like, the pants to go along with it.
You rarely wear pants at Bears games.
Right. So this is
new
for
you.
Yeah. So I do wear pants a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Those are required at the Deer Path Inn too.
I'm not going. Then I'm not going tonight.
Courtney, great work.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys.
Courtney.
I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
26-23. How about that? I mean, like, I want them to win, but if they go up there and they battle and score 23 points and Fields builds and they, you know,
I can live with her prediction.
Yes. That's my point. Because I ask people online too, and if you want to weigh in, what is your realistic expectation for this team? And I gave 3 choices, basically. Hey, my realistic expectation is I expect the Bears to go up there when they're injured and they're looking for answers to go up there and win. Like, maybe you're one of those people. Or the second choice I gave was my expectation is they won't get run out of the building. They're going to lose, but they're going to really compete, kind of like Courtney's score, 26-23. Or you expect the same old, and when they go up there, they usually get kicked, and you expect them to get blown out. Or at least not cover the number of, what is it, 9.5 or 10?
Somewhere in that vicinity. I'm a behind door number 2 guy. Oh, there's a Saluki outside.
Saluki takeover.
Saluki. Two Salukis.
Yeah, well, yeah, we were at the event yesterday.
Three Salukis.
Yes, we had a great time at the event.
Fantastic.
It's a Chicago takeover.
You're a national treasure, at least a Southern Illinois treasure. That is what you are.
Do you know, I shouldn't share this with you because you're going to make fun of me the rest of the time.
I would never do that.
I am speaking to the team tonight.
Fantastic.
I'm going to the hotel and I'm speaking.
What is your message?
Time out. You should
tell me. This is how Sylvie usually plays the game. Okay, pretend you're standing in front of the team right now. What would you tell the team?
Well, we're 0-2, all right? And we're the dogs anyway. We're the Salukis. That's a dog.
Time out. Let's not go with, hey, guys, you're 0-2.
You're 0-2.
Let's not start with that.
I never thought I'd be talking to you at 0-2. But you know what we got to do? We got to pick ourselves off the floor. I'm not going in there and giving a motivational speech.
What are you going in there to do? Tell them how to do radio?
I'm going to tell them how to eat pizza.
You know what you do? You need to
go. You got to call Yurko and have him put in a Northwestern bet for us now. Like,
you can't do that in state.
He's going to Indiana. Yurko. He said Yurko.
That's
you
very good.
You need to pull out of a Jimmy V's playbook here and say, go beat the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
That's you need to do. It's the perfect weekend to do it.
It is. Are you nervous about this? Have you ever spoken to a team?
I've never spoken to it. I spoke to their leadership council a couple of years ago, and they had great success.
And they're 0-2.
I haven't spoken to them yet. 2 years ago, before the season, that's the year they ended the win streak from North Dakota. Who's the team that Trey Lance played? Is that North Dakota
North Dakota State? Yeah.
That's the team that had the win streak.
Yeah.
And we ended their longest winning streak the year that I spoke to the leadership council.
Okay, you have to take this the right way. Don't take this the wrong way, okay? Do you promise you're going to take it the right way?
No, don't say it.
Just you have to take it the right way. You got to give them, you have to give them your own personal experience. You got to give them the cancer speech.
You've got to talk to
your personal experience that you faced the biggest battle of your life and you beat it.
All right.
That's your speech.
No, win one for Sylvie. Come on.
Win one for Sylvie.
Or the Salukis.
No, win it for yourself. Yeah, but you know what? If I can get through the battle that I got through, you can go to Evanston and beat the Wildcats.
And they can. 2 weeks ago, I would have told you they could beat them.
Big dogs can beat the Cats. So that's your I'm sure. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. That's your speech.
I knew you were going to have a field day with
this. That's not a field day. That's fantastic. Do you know what kind of honor that is? Is that your alma mater has decided that they would like you to speak to their football team. Nobody's asked me to speak to the BC team.
And Waddle played.
Use a little kick in the ass these days because they're 0-2 themselves.
Maybe they would be better if they would have a Tom Waddle speak to the team.
No, they don't.
Did you just pull a muscle yelling?
Yeah, I think I did.
Boy, I'm so glad you workshopped this with us because you were going to be a disaster if you went in with what you just gave us, Sylvie.
I've been a Cub fan all my life and nothing was expected of us. No! You should come in, just knock the door down, too.
Yes!
Kick the door.
Kick the door, it doesn't open, like Jimmy V, right?
Yeah, 30 seconds to a minute. Short and sweet. Get in, get out.
No, you can't do anything in 30 seconds to a minute.
What?
Or not many things.
I'm going to play them my Night Report sports, and I'm going to say,
stop.
Did you ever think a kid who sounded like this at Southern Illinois would be on Chicago sports radio for 25 years? How about that?
No, go with the adversity speech.
If I could do it, you could do it.
No, go with the adversity speech.
Out of the courts of tennis.
Yeah, go with the adversity speech, and it's a good speech. Do it. Oh, this is going to be good. Will you record it for us?
Waddle's telling me to play the cancer card.
I didn't say that. I said give them your speech, which you fighting cancer. That's the best motivational speech you could ever give those kids. That's real life.
I know.
They're playing a game, and a game's important to them. But the game of life is actually a more difficult game and a more important game. And listen, if I can win in the game of life, you definitely can go to Evanston and win that football game up there.
And then
get out there.
And then you throw in at the very end. Listen, I don't know how many more Saluki games I have in me. Win one for Sylvie. Come on, boys. We're 0-2. Let's turn this thing around.
I'll have a Mike patch on their jerseys.
MS. MAS.
No, it's a little handprint. little paw little for the Salukis. Little paw.
Little one. How about a little paw with a giant microphone in it?
It's not really. It's just a regular size microphone, but it looks giant in the little paw.
Seriously, that's awesome.
I knew you would love
where
that.
Where are they at? Where is this at? Maybe can we go? Can we get tickets? You. Can we go?
Well, here's the thing.
The speech? Yeah.
Modern day.
Selling tickets? Yeah.
Modern day social media. Every team's got like a digital guy.
Absolutely.
This thing will be on Twitter tonight.
This will be on Twitter tonight. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know.
No pressure.
Why can't we stream this on Twitch?
You're not wearing that, are you?
I didn't.
You're not wearing that.
Yes, I am. What am I supposed to wear?
It's something other than that.
I mean, shorts and a t-shirt. That's what we do at Southern.
You dress like a slob?
Yeah, we're lunchbox.
Like that's your motto?
Come to
Southern and dress like a slob.
Fitz has them in bow ties over there. At Southern, we're all shorts and a t-shirt and a lunch bucket team.
And you're 0-2. Maybe dress up a little bit and your performance will be better.
Can at least get you a ESPN Chicago woman's pullover that you can wear.
Triple X, by the way.
As long as you bring it back.
Okay. It's Waddle and Sylvie. Guys, you know how much I love Window Nation. They have solved a lot of my issues that I was having with my drafty windows, my energy bills going through the roof. This summer is the lowest cost, my AC. And it was a hot summer, too. And I love all my new windows. We started the process late winter, early spring, from the sales pitch to the installation, to the follow-through. My guy, Alan Favada, is going to hook you up just like he hooked me up. Right now, they've got their half-price sale going on for football season. It's halftime, they're calling it. Every two windows you buy, you'll get two free windows, and you'll make no payments till 2025. So they're working with you. I want you to check them out today at windownation.com. I want you to call them at 866-90-NATION. It's 866-90-NATION. These guys are awesome. It's why they're A-plus rated from the Better Business Bureau. It's why they're named 97% positive reviews online when you Google their name, Window Nation. Again, buy two windows, get two free with no limit. Fill up the whole house. Get it done right. Make everything look perfectly. Custom-built windows. 866-90-NATION. And let them know that Sylvie sent you.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird.
Welcome to Waddle's World. Come inside.
Let's get weird.
Oh, it's going to be weird.
Let's get weird.
Oh, yeah.
Weird. Get weird. Weird. Get weird.
Let's get weird.
Yeah, Waddle's World going to be weird today. It's brought to you by our great friends and partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit wintrust.com/findus, member FDIC. I want to start real quick, though, with a recognition of something. Not just that you will be speaking to the Salukis tonight at 6:30. Miami Vice made its television debut on this day in 1984. It ran for 5 seasons, 112 episodes. Just needed to get that off my chest because it's one of my favorite things on the face of this planet.
It's really amazing how many episodes they used to make a year, isn't it?
Think about that.
Like, right now, like, a busy season is like a 12-episode season.
Yeah.
Think about that. 5 years and how many?
112 episodes.
I mean, we're 20-plus.
This day,
1984.
How about that? 1984 is when Miami Vice came out.
And that was one of your favorite all-time shows?
Still is. Still is.
This is a Rockford Fire Files higher.
Boy, that's a cage match for me. By the way, have you seen the video of the telephone fight? It's a sport.
Hoodie retweeted it, the telephone booth fight.
Yeah. What the hell has gone on in
this
world?
Well, look, there's nowhere to run. You got to stand and you got to...
Two guys in a telephone booth.
Fighting.
With boxing gloves on.
Yes. And then what? Do they stop it if someone's got the upper hand?
I don't know. Somebody calls. Hey, if the phone rings, it's over.
There's no grabbing. There's no...
How could you grab? There's no room to grab.
Moving around. That's
I couldn't
what I'm
do
saying.
It, A, because I'm not... I don't want to fight anyone. B, I'm claustrophobic.
Dude, I wouldn't fight someone on a football field.
I wouldn't either, but I'm just saying. All right, do you want the... Do we...
Yeah, come on with the... Come out with a hammer.
Oh, you want a hammer?
Bring the hammer.
I had this story before anybody, but because we've had a lot of other things going on, I haven't been able to present it to you. I did hear it from Hoodie and Cap.
That's what happens when Cap is not first on a scoop. He always says, I had it first, but we were so busy. I didn't want to have to share.
You not
right
want it
away.
Now?
No, I'm joking.
Okay,
blame White Sox baseball.
Why a chess grandmaster offered to play naked? Why a chess grandmaster offered to play naked? What happened? September 4th, world champion Magnus Carlsen was defeated by 19-year-old American Hans Niemann at the Sinkfield Cup tournament in St. Louis, where the prize money was $350,000. Carlsen, whose loss to the inferior Niemann came as a big shock, withdrew from the tournament and suggested in a Twitter post that Niemann had cheated. Other big names in the sport declared Niemann's play suspect. And online, chess giant chess.com banned him from the site over
this. Chess.com banned him.
Yes, and other cheating allegations. How in the world would you even cheat in live chess, you ask? One theory is that Niemann got his hands on Carlsen's game plan ahead of time and could anticipate his surprise opening. Another, slightly more ridiculous hypothesis, alleges that Niemann linked wireless anal beads to a computer to alert him of the correct moves by vibrating.
Anal beads. So this is like the buzzer that Altuve used on his chest.
Correct.
Except he's going into the cave.
He's braver.
Yes.
With the beads.
Yes.
He's more dedicated to his craft to win.
Yes.
Nothing stops him.
What do you think of that?
Is that under the you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, or is that... Like, how do you characterize this?
Or is painful.
Painful.
Yeah, taking one for the team, so to speak.
I mean, painful? Some people enjoy it.
I stand by my description. Sounds like, you know, and I totally respect your version of it.
I can't speak to it. I'm simply saying if you haven't tried it, don't knock it.
No knocking.
I'm just asking the question.
Well, I'll never knock it then.
I'm not interested. Niemann has vigorously denied he cheated against Carlsen and said he played fully naked to prove it.
Well, but if the anal beads are hidden, what good is you're going to have to show? You're going to have to do like when you go to prison, a cavity search. Yeah, when you go visit somebody, right? Don't they do that?
No. When you go to visit someone in jail, you as the visitor don't get cavity searched. When you as a prisoner go in, you get cavity searched.
But what about the person bringing in the drugs for the person in jail? How
you're not? They keep an eye on you. If you were going to visit, let's just say you had a relative that was incarcerated.
Right. Uh-huh.
If you wanted to go visit said relative, you don't have to go through a cavity search. Your relative, when he was incarcerated, was cavity searched when they imported him into the prison.
Maybe things wouldn't get snuck in if there were cavity searches for visitors.
I don't think it's necessary to have a cavity search on a visitor. Did you really think that they gave cavity searches to visitors in jail? I don't think you get very many visitors.
We've been over this. Prison is a blind spot for Sylvie.
I enjoy the prison television shows and movies. What was the latest one we watched, which made it seem like prison was going away to overnight camp? That was the murder one. The guy talked like this.
Oh yeah. Blackbird.
Right, like
no, that prison was like the highest of high security prisons,
and they would make it where just the two of them were in woodshop class together.
Did you see?
No one around them. They could talk about whatever the hell they want.
Did you see the massive riot that took place?
But like they would wander
everything
around
but the riot.
From room to room, go visit someone in their cell. Little bocce ball in the yard. Little tournament action going on.
Maybe a little chess.
They made that prison seem...
King to Rook 5!
When do you ever get the wood shop to yourself like that? Just the two of them
are
hanging out.
That's a really good question. I'm not aware that they would even allow you to have a wood shop with sharp tools in a prison.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah. Avalanche of sex toys spill out onto the highway after a truck flips.
This was a huge story going around the internet in the last 24 hours.
As opposed to the one with the electronic anal beads and a chess match?
Dude, this is even more. Like, there's been a lot of trucks, like, losing its haul. Whether it's the beer, like, hasn't a lot of alcohol fallen out of trucks
what
recently?
What we've seen recently was fettuccine.
Oh, fettuccine.
Fettuccine Alfredo sauce, tomatoes.
Yeah.
We've seen the tomatoes go. We did see, I think, a Budweiser truck tip over. And now a video of what appears to be sex toys and tubes of lube spread all across the freeway following a truck crash.
What kind of toys?
Meller?
Would they be, like, big enough for a speed bump?
The incident took place, like I'm ignoring you, on the I-40.
Like, you gotta...
I-40 near Mustang on the outskirts of Oklahoma City. A box truck and a semi-truck collided, leaving the latter overturned and some of its contents scattered over the road. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, but authorities were forced to close several lanes while the mess was cleared up. Video shot from a helicopter showed a large number of boxes and phallic-shaped items spread across the highway. In the footage, reporter Jim Gardner, who was on the helicopter, said, "This is a semi that overturned and lost its load here."
Literally.
"There's a lot of stuff to clean up." Station anchor asks, "Jim, can you tell what he's carrying there? What's all over the road?" As the camera zooms in for a close-up shot, Gardner replies, "We're zooming in. Not really. I can't tell you. Maybe you can tell."
Looks like a big pile of dildos to me.
Leave it to Meller to just come right out.
Listen, you're the reporter on the scene. You got to tell the story.
Right. You do have to explain what's happening.
Listen, don't cover the story if you don't want the story.
Paint the picture.
And finally, before we take a break and collect ourselves, a nursing home is apologizing for hiring strippers for seniors in wheelchairs.
Why would they apologize for that?
State-run facility for retired Army personnel wanted to celebrate the Harvest Festival with a bang. Whether they succeeded or not depends on who you ask. Footage from the party went viral, showing a stripper wearing pink and black lingerie and high heels as she dances and shimmies for some of the residents.
That's nothing to apologize. I mean, like, seriously, you served your country. You're in a retirement home. Little entertainment. What's the harm?
Would you like a story about a woman arrested for taking a raccoon into a bar?
Let's hear this.
Listen to that?
Yeah. You want to do that next?
Yeah. Why don't we do that when we come back? And I'll give you an idea of who's playing for the White Sox tonight as well. That's next.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
All right, before we get to the raccoon story that I promised you, and I promise you I will get to it. Tyler, the lineup for tonight's game, White Sox and Tigers.
Yes, Elvis Andrews will lead off. Yoan Moncada batting second.
Boy, has he been good, Elvis Andrews.
Jose Abreu third, Eloy Jimenez DH, Gavin Sheets out in right, Andrew Vaughn in left, A.J. Pollock in center, Grandal catching, and Josh Harrison at second base with Lucas Giolito pitching.
Robert not in the lineup.
Correct. Back-to-back days.
He's not going to be right the rest of the year. No. I mean, not till next year.
So that's your lineup, and obviously, again, tonight, as we've been saying for quite some time, the Cleveland Guardians have five games in 4 days? Series with the Twins, that begins tonight as well. Usually all this information is brought to you by Connor McKnight and by my friends at HawkAuto.com. Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Subaru, Cadillac, Mazda, and VW all in one place. HawkAuto.com, where Chicagoland saves big. One other injury report for you as well. That's what the Green Bay Packers have dispensed. David Bakhtiari was limited participation today, questionable for this weekend. Jenkins, their other tackle, was full participation today. Still listed as questionable. Alan Lazard, wide receiver, limited participation, also limited as questionable. John Runyon, their guard, who's in concussion protocol, had limited participation today. He's also listed as questionable. And, of course, as you heard from Courtney earlier, Velus Jones did not practice today. He's doubtful for the game. So that's your setup for Bears at Packers on Sunday night. No, this story did not happen in Wisconsin. This actually happened in North Dakota. A woman was arrested after walking into a bar in North Dakota carrying a raccoon, according to the local sheriff's office.
Would you ever pick up a raccoon?
I would not.
Would you pick what type of animal would you pick up? Like a wild animal?
I'm not picking up any wild animal.
Like a bunny? What about a rabbit?
Not unless it was in distress and needed me to pick it up. Otherwise, why would I pick up a bunny? Just for, what's and giggles?
I mean, this is a comfort animal. Comfort.
So I'm just going to catch a bunny in the wild and turn it into a comfort animal?
No, how'd this person get the raccoon?
Well, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Like, even when the birds fly into my windows and they're stunned, and I help them by putting them in a shoebox that's got holes poked into the top so they can breathe. They've got to collect themselves. I don't touch the birds. I scoop them up with something.
Oh, really?
I don't touch them, no. Those birds probably have filthy diseases. But I still want to save them. I've probably saved 4 birds in the last several years. I've also had to dig holes for others because sometimes they don't come back from those giant smacks into the window.
You're the Birdmaster General.
I am the Birdmaster General. Erin Christensen, she's 38. She was charged with North Dakota game and fishing violations, tampering with evidence, and providing false information to law enforcement. According to the sheriff's office, the animal was put down and will be tested for rabies and other diseases. This story's not going well. Bartender Cindy Smith said she was serving drinks at the bar last week when Christensen brought in the animal during happy hour. There were about 10 people in the establishment at the time. Smith said she immediately asked the woman to leave, but instead she took the raccoon around the bar to show another customer. The woman eventually left with the animal about 5 minutes later. Smith said the raccoon never left Christensen's arms and did not bite anyone. Christensen said her family found the raccoon 3 months ago and had been caring for it ever since. Health officials issued a warning to those who had contact with the animal about possible rabies exposure and asked anyone who may have been bitten or had contact with the raccoon's saliva to seek medical care.
It is pretty dangerous. By the way, the skunks have gone away recently.
Oh, I saw a skunk walking my dog 2 nights ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So the skunks are. I know they're still around.
Can I sneak this story in? Asking the public to name a probe to Uranus may have been a mistake.
You want a probe to Uranus.
I know you are, but what am I? What the hell does that mean? A space exploration enthusiast account on Twitter asked the internet to name an upcoming mission to the planet Uranus in what almost feels like a setup for a punchline, considering the public's endless interest in potty humor and butt-related puns. And yes, it went mildly viral and a hail of references. This seems like the perfect time for Astroglide to sponsor space exploration.
Plenty of that on the road, right?
Operate.
People in the Twitch chat were saying, where the truck lost its load. It was on I-69.
No, it was actually I-40, just to be accurate.
Nice, nevertheless.
All right, coming up next.
You'd like to go home right now, wouldn't you?
Doug Kazarian is going to join us to give us some tips on gambling, both with the NFL and college football. And we'll take your Bears calls at 332-3776.